This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, to our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, to honor America, here is our national anthem. In my humble opinion, was probably the best rendition of the national anthem ever done by anybody, and it was done right here in Tampa during the Super Bowl, in a game that the Giants wound up winning. I remember it very well because I went to the game. Yep, went to the game. Now, it's a Tuesday, and of course, we have a lot to talk about, but certainly one of the things that stands out like a sore thumb, unfortunately, is Moscow, Washington, the Ukraine, France, and everybody else that's involved in this stuff. Because we got a party going on, it seems like. And yesterday the French came up with a plan, and Vladimir Putin says, well, you know, I would consider a compromise, but let's listen to this for a second.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz says Germany stands alongside the U.S. and NATO in opposing any Russian aggression against Ukraine, but he's been criticized for refusing to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine or bolster Germany's troop presence in Eastern Europe. Germany has also come under fire for its heavy reliance on Russian natural gas and a pipeline long opposed by the United States. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, I guess my way of thinking on that is Germany's been bought off. That's kind of what it sounds like to me. I don't know, but how else would you describe it? And, of course, they don't want to step on anybody's toes because, my God, they might not get any oil or might not get something else. Who knows? So I get it, and I'm sure they get it too. But what's going on here right now and what they've all wanted when it comes to Russia, when it comes to Iran, even though they don't say it, when it comes to Saudi Arabia and the other oil-producing companies, they want $100 barrel oil. They want it. They can taste it. Now, you see where the prices of gasoline are right now. This would not have happened under Donald Trump. I am absolutely, positively, 100% confident of that. This would not have happened under Donald Trump. So if you like that $1.87 a gallon gasoline you were paying on Election Day 2020, that went right down the toilet. And now you're up to oil at about $92 a barrel and trying to jump up to 93, 94, 95. It's gone up here a couple times, it's gone back down, gone up here a couple times, gone back down, but it is trying to work its way up. And it will go up a lot further and faster than it will going down, for sure, because that's just the way things are at the moment. Now, the prices were down, I could see that, and now we're back up to, let me see here, I got a chart in front of me. It looks like they're trying to get $94 a barrel for it right now. Don't know if that's going to stick or not, but that's where we're at. They're trying to trade it at that level right now to get it above the $92 and the $93 a barrel level. That does nothing to help us, folks. I'm sure you know that. That does nothing to help us. Okay. What do you say? We go out to break with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Can't wait, can't wait. Don't forget, I'll be having breakfast this morning with Jeff down there at The Village Inn on 4th Street in Clearwater, just south of Gandy. If you want to stop by, we'll be there about 6:15 or so, probably for about 45 minutes till about 7. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, the flagship store, asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought either a new or certified pre-owned Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not kidding. As far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss over several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you might want to dream of. Clean trade-ins, yep, they're getting commanding a great resale value right now, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. And by the way, you might find out if your vehicle's in good condition, it could be worth as much as 30 to 37% more than what the book says. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal. And don't forget, their locations are up in Crystal River. The flagship store is at Newport Richey at 1954. Plus, they have Moss Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And don't forget, a brand new Moss Nissan is being built on State Route 50 in Brooksville. Now, you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, Moss Nissan is only 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa, going right up the Veterans Expressway and cut over on State Route 54. Or from St. Pete, go up 19, same thing, about 40 minutes north of St. Pete. You can save thousands of dollars buying up there in Newport Richey in Pasco County. Save yourself some money. Get yourself a great ride, too. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, the home of the You Serve, You Save program. Okay. Now, going back to something here that nobody's been talking about for a little bit, and that is guns and where we're headed. There's a growing ATF database right now that's prompting fears of the gun registry. Now, gun owners were understandably concerned to learn this week that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives maintains a database that contains nearly 1 billion firearm transaction records. Now, the ATF's disclosure was a result of a records request by Representative Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, which was prompted by an earlier report by the Washington Free Beacon that some 54 million records were added to the agency's database in 2021 alone. Now, while the database exists as a function of longstanding ATF practice and federal law, the records represent a real threat to gun owners and should further motivate gun rights supporters to guard against further government involvement in firearm transactions. And I'll bet you didn't know that, many of you. I'll bet you right now you did not know that. Now, our good friend Alan Gottlieb from Bellevue, Washington, who happens to own four radio stations up there, and I'm on two of them, and thanks, Alan, for doing that. We appreciate you very much. He says, and I quote, "While Joe Biden is pushing for more gun control laws, a new Rasmussen survey shows the majority of Americans think enforcement of existing laws makes more sense. And the Second Amendment Foundation says this reflects the widening chaos between the administration and the public that it serves." Now, according to the Rasmussen report, 63% of American adults believe that the United States needs stricter enforcement of the existing gun laws. Not put any more new ones in, but enforce what's already on the books. While 28% disagree, constituting a better than 2-to-1 margin against the Biden agenda. Now, the president was in New York pushing for additional restrictions on gun owners, repeal of the Protection of the Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, and a ban on the so-called assault weapons and original capacity magazines, but the public evidently is not going along with any of that. Now, Joe Biden's push for gun control is a dud. So says the Second Amendment Foundation founder and executive vice president, Alan Gottlieb. To quote the very popular song, "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" by Peter, Paul, and Mary, when will they ever learn? Biden is old enough to remember the folk trio, and we're not sure if he actually does. That's from Alan Gottlieb. He went on to say, "We've been running an informational campaign explaining Biden's gun control agenda." In his own words, Biden made it clear during a CNN town hall broadcast, "Whether it's a 9mm pistol or a rifle, it's ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things." Matter of fact, he called a 9mm weapon a weapon of war. Huh. Okay. His words, not mine again. According to Rasmussen, only 42% of Americans want stricter gun control laws, while 49% say such laws aren't necessary. That same survey finds that 54% of the people think enforcement of existing laws will do more to reduce gun-related violent crime, while 26% want new gun laws and 18% just aren't sure. Now, the survey also breaks down sentiments along party lines, revealing that 69% of Republicans, 53% of independents, and 28% of Democrats say the country does not need stricter gun laws. Enforce what we already have on the books. And I'm in complete agreement with that one. Now, you probably heard this. Joe Biden and company making a big push for unions, you know. Got to have jobs, got to be union jobs, got to have good high-paying union jobs, got to have this, got to have that, blah, 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 blah. Okay. People are entitled, companies are entitled to unionize if they want to. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. Now, the Biden administration announced plans on Monday to take steps that could boost union membership and collective bargaining rights for federal, public, and private sector employees. Don't know if you heard about it. But the announcement followed the release of a report that the administration commissioned from labor experts back in April of 2020. And that report included 70 recommendations for making federal and private sector work fairer that range from encouraging more federal employees to unionize to advantaging companies with stricter labor standards when they give out federal grants. You don't think that's not going to cost more money? Bet it does. And by the way, they also said, and I quote, union households can earn up to 20% more than non-union households. That may be true in some cases, but not every case. Depends on what it is they're doing, Joe. Depends on what it is they're doing. And changing the subject, and just to update you a little bit on Ottawa and the truckers up there. The Canadian capital, Ottawa, is under a state of emergency right now, as a week of trucker protests against vaccine mandates has escalated, blocking roads and posing significant risks to residents' safety. Well, I don't know what the risk is. They've got the roads open so trucks and traffic can get through. I've seen that. Now, what began as a protest against requiring truckers entering Canada to be fully vaccinated or face testing and quarantines has ballooned into a broader protest against all COVID-19 restrictions, and even calls for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to be stripped of his power. Now, over the past 2 weekends, trucker convoys have swarmed the downtown area, blaring horns and harassing residents from wearing masks or displaying signs that support vaccines. Now, the Ottawa Mayor, Jim Watson, declared a state of emergency to allow authorities more flexibility in responding to the demonstrators. He said that as police officers were losing the battle. Now, so far, Ottawa police have launched 60 criminal investigations, including hate crimes and theft, seized vehicles and fuel, and hundreds of tickets have been issued. Now, when it comes to the fuel, they're in open containers. They're not in the trucks, not in the tanks. There's a specific legislation that comes under the fire code, which is why they're getting nailed for that. There's one of those in almost every big city in the country. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. If you want to give us a call, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I didn't serve this country to be bullied by a prime minister that ran away like a chicken. Like, who runs away from their people?
Daryl, holding a Canadian flag and wearing a military uniform on Breitbart at the truckers' protest in Canada's capital, Daryl claims Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's vaccine mandate is hurting working-class Canadians. The prime minister has called protesters insurrectionists. Judge Hugh McLean has now ordered truckers' horns to be silenced for the next 10 days. Back in the States, Eric Lander, a science advisor to President Biden and director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, has submitted a letter of resignation. An internal White House investigation concluded that Lander bullied and demeaned his subordinates and violated the White House workplace policy. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki wrote, "The president accepted Dr. Eric Lander's resignation letter this evening with gratitude for his work on the pandemic." USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. And this portion of the program brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot. Those are our friends up at Relief Factor up in the great state of Washington. And let me tell you something. I talked to them last week, and they have a lot more stuff on their website than just Relief Factor. They have a lot of different health foods that are there right now, health natural ingredients and whatnot that you can take a look at. But the way you do that is they gave me a website that I can send you to. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there, click on the website. It'll take you to a landing page, and you'll see all the different things that they have. You can check out the Relief Factor. That's still only $19.99 for the three-week quick start that you'll start and get that taken care of. And then you can go from there and see where life may take you, because you can save a lot of money with a lot of different products they have there. And the thing I like about it is it's all American, all natural ingredients in it. There's no narcotics, none of that stuff. So check it out. Go over to relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jane.
Hi there.
And I'm fine. Good morning. I'm a regular listener.
Good.
and I listen every night whenever I can. And I'll be brief. I am extremely patriotic, extremely supportive of the military and all of its operations. I remember the Second World War as clear as a bell when I was a little girl, and everything everybody did. I'd like to make a comment, for whatever it's worth, regarding the Walter Reed situation.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
I had a personal experience with this, and I'm simply making a statement, not either negative or positive. In the 1980s, I was a cancer patient.
Okay.
I was married to a very high-ranking fighter pilot, retired. And I was at one military hospital, with all due respect, and I basically got a butcher job, which resulted in legal action years later. It was so bad that I went to Walter Reed, spoke to top officials there. I think this is in the early or mid-80s. He wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. And if Frank means anything, you know, bull colonel, fighter pilot, many years my senior, and they couldn't do anything for me. And over 4 years later, I managed, I guess I'm pretty tough, I managed to survive with a cancer patient. And let's just say civilian doctors helped me.
Good.
As best they could. But it wasn't a good situation, and I personally had experience.
Yeah, and I'm
this was a head honcho.
Yeah.
At Walter Reed because of my husband's rank.
Yeah, I'm very,
you know,
I'm very sorry.
I don't care what the rank is.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear your
everybody.
I'm very sorry to hear your experience, but you're not the first one I've heard it from.
Well, it's a shame, and from what I can understand, the military families are lacking in food and just survival. And they're sending everything over to everybody else. And I'm quite elderly, but I still have my beans in my basket, so I'm not demented or anything. But it's really, you need somebody that really stands up, like, no matter what the political views are, we need a real man to stand up and kick butt.
Politicians. Who's your congressman, ma'am?
I'm in Florida.
Gus Bilirakis? Is it Gus Bilirakis by chance?
I don't know what the areas are, but Bilirakis has been around for years helping people.
All right. If Gus Bilirakis is your congressman, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to have yourself or somebody get a hold of him and say, listen, I'm having some trouble. I've had some trouble. Could you help me? I guarantee you he will help you.
Honey, at my age.
Doesn't matter.
I'm more concerned about dying than living.
Okay,
I hear you, but that's good.
Yep. Okay.
But I am helping with the, you know, I get letters from Paul Rand. I support as best I can. I'm very, very mindful and conscious to do whatever you can.
Okay, God bless you.
I'm in my 80s.
Well, God bless you, and thank you very much for calling, and the best of luck to you. And that would be where I would go. I'd go to Gus Bilirakis if you have any more questions or problems.
Really, quite frankly, I'm in my 80s, not too well. I've done everything I can do. I'm still living. And people like you have guts enough to stand up for what's right in the country, and
you
I
are
commend
right.
you for it.
You are right.
And
Thank you very much.
Keep on trucking.
I will. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And, you know, folks, I get calls like that almost every day from somebody telling me that they're having a problem with this or that or something like that. Could you point me in the right direction? Well, I've got friends that can. If I can't, I can point you to somebody that can. I can usually do that for you. But I'm telling you, we are blessed in this area to have a congressman that really cares about our veterans and our first responders.
and it's Gus Bilirakis. He really cares. Now, I'm talking about this side of the Sunshine Skyway. The other side, there's a couple of congressmen down there, and the one that I followed his career and I helped him get elected early on was Greg Stube. Greg Stube is someone I knew, his dad, Brad, who was Charlie, I can't remember the last name, but anyway, the sheriff of Manatee County for years and years and years. He was his chief deputy, undersheriff, if you will. And then when Charlie left, he became the sheriff, and I got to meet his son that way. And by the way, when I met his son, he was headed overseas to serve his first tour over there. And that's where I got to understand who the young man was and all that. And when he said he was going to run for office, I stepped up and I helped him. Now, at the time, I was on the air down there in Sarasota on a local station, and I was doing quite well. Never thought I'd be where I'm sitting today, but that's okay. And I helped him get elected, and I'm damn proud of it. He's a great guy, and he's the type of leader that we need to have. He will be going places in the not-too-distant future, that young man. He will be going places. He's that type of individual. All right. Back to where I was. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. 877-969-8600. Now, the Democrats are really struggling right now. And one of the great examples is AOC. She's going to go to Texas. The little old New York Democratic congresswoman is going to go to Texas to straighten out the voters in Henry Cuellar's district because he's not toting the water the way he should be for the Democrats. Well, how about the mayors in Cuellar's district along the border? How about the problems they've got there? How about the people that are just streaming across the border down there through Del Rio and some of those areas down in there? That's Cuellar's area. He lives there. AOC doesn't. You think AOC's going to just breeze on in there and settle everything? No, they're going to laugh her the hell out of town. She doesn't know the people in Texas, especially down along the border. I wish her well, but it's not going to go well for her to go down there. I can see it now. You've seen the commercials on TV probably about the New York hot sauce. Guy looks at it and goes, "That's my New York City!" And then they bring out Pecos Pete. That was what the ad was for. Pecos Pete, of course, is a local Tex-Mex product down there. Everybody knows what that is. So you think AOC's going to solve the problems down there? No way in hell. She's going to create more and she's going to solve. But it is what it is. And unfortunately, we're going to continue to get the problems and the messes that we get. Now, today, don't forget, I'll be up in West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30, for lunch at Mission Barbecue. And then this morning, I'll be down in St. Pete with my buddy Jeff. He's going to stop by. We're going to have breakfast down there at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just down south of Gandy. It's on the left side. As you come south, you'll see it. And we'll be there. Probably there. We'll be there till about 7 or so. So if you want to stop by, we'll buy the coffee. All right. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter, Douglas, Steeler. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, got a little chat here with Dave Moss. Moss Jr. Dave, I heard you're paying out a lot of money for pre-owned vehicles at Moss Nissan.
Captain Matt, there's so much demand right now for quality pre-owned cars that we're paying way over book value for every vehicle. And it's so easy. You can go to our website, just enter the VIN number, year, make, model, and see what you get for your car. And if you like it, we'll even come to you with a check in hand.
Wow. Moss Nissan, folks, simply the best and the most money for your pre-owned car. Tampa, Newport, Richie, Crystal River, or MossNissan.com. Now, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I love this. I got a chili cook-off coming up on Thursday. I'm one of the judges. I'm going to be up there on Thursday. And if you want to stop by from about 10, everything starts around 11. But you can sample the chili, too. I'm going to be sitting there. They're going to bring me the chili, and I'm going to sit there and just sample away and see what happens and give a winner. Somebody's going to win some money, and we'll see what happens. We've invited the fire department up there in Pasco County. Don't know if they're going to send their ringers or not, hint, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's indeed the case there up at Moss Nissan at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. So look forward to seeing you there, because I'll be there, and everybody's welcome. Come by and watch the chili cook-off and partake in some of that chili. How about that? By the way, it's going to be one of those days you might want to have the chili. I think it's going to be a little cold outside. So there you go. Now, in case you haven't noticed, we're in the middle of a climate change event here because, you know, what's cold is warm and what's warm is cold, et cetera, and all that stuff. And I don't even know if the climate change people know what they're talking about anymore. I'm just looking here at the weather map. We'll start at Nova Scotia and Maine and work our way down New England. You've got snow through the whole state of Maine right now, the entire state. You've got a gale warning from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape Cod right now. You've got snow that goes over into the central part of New Hampshire and down into the upper northern central part of Massachusetts. And a lot of wind till you get down into Virginia. And then, of course, in Virginia, in the middle of Virginia, right there out west by Charlottesville, the mountainous area, you've got freezing drizzle right now. Freezing drizzle. And it finds its way down into North Carolina, into the mountains, down towards Greensboro, down towards Asheboro. It finds its way south, a little bit further south, down to South Carolina, and then it warms up a little bit, and it's just merely fog down in South Carolina over in the northwest corner, west of Columbia. So, global warming. Yep, all set to go. All set to go. Now, with one of their own having tossed a monkey wrench into the Biden administration's spendthrift Build Back Better agenda, the Senate Democratic leadership is pivoting to the fear-mongering about non-existent voting rights inequities, and they want to dismantle the filibuster to do it. Now, they've lost the Build Back Better element. That's gone. It's not going to happen. It's not going to come back. It's not just Joe Manchin anymore. It's not just Kyrsten Sinema. There's one or two other Democrats in the mix that have thrown a monkey wrench into it. So, good luck on that one. Charlie, Chucky Boy Schumer bit off more than he could chew. And, you know, Charles, Chucky Boy Schumer, likes to blame the Republicans for a lot of things. Well, I'd like to ask him to consider this question. If the right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy, which we are actually a republic, I might add, then how can we in good conscience allow for a situation in which the Republican Party can debate and pass voter suppression laws that continue to pop up? Now, it's obvious that the Democrats don't care. And they're trying to ram all this stuff back down again. But to change anything takes 60 votes. And the people that put that in there initially were the Democrats. They're the ones that changed the rules, not the Republicans. Republicans just went along and said, oh, yeah, okay, fine, you want to do that? We'll go along and do that. So, why this is important is because we cannot allow votes to be counted by mail, if they come in by mail, 10 days after Election Day. If they're not postmarked and they don't show up the day of the election, then they don't get counted. I don't care where they come from. And I've been through that in my original state up in upstate New York. I've been through that. Now, ballot harvesting, ballot fraud. I've been through a state where we had to have voter ID laws before anybody ever talked about it down here. And, I mean, if you didn't have ID and proof of who you were, guess what? Didn't matter if they knew you. You got a conditional ballot. That's the way it was done. There just weren't any exceptions. And I'm not saying you're going to stop someone from voting, because you're not. The only way you stop someone from voting is if they come in there and they don't speak the language. Then you got a little problem. Then you got a little problem. But there's an answer for everything, I suppose. So people are still trying to figure out how to make all of this work. Well, the way you make it work is you sit down, Democrat, Republican. Let's say you take six people, three Democrats and three Republicans. Sit them down, put a chairman in there, whoever the majority party is. If it's a Republican, fine. If it's a Democrat, fine. You sit them down in a room, you lock the door, and you say, listen, you're not coming out until you figure this out. Nobody is going out until you figure this out. Lock them in the room. Wonder how fast that would work. Because there's no more excuse for not being able to get things done. We can work together. And we have to work together. You know, we're all Americans. Think about this. We're all Americans. And we're Americans first. Stop with the, well, I'm a black American, I'm a Polish American, I'm a Jewish American, I'm a Greek American. Stop with that stuff. You're an American first, and you just happen to be of Greek descentage. How about that? What's wrong with that? Nothing. Get a little camaraderie going. Start hanging those little American flags up on your car, or put the little posters on your vehicle, your back window or something like that. Start doing that. Show people who you are. Don't be afraid. Show people who you are. Stand up for America. Start showing patriotism. Is there anybody out there who doesn't remember the way you felt at about 11 o'clock in the morning on September 11, 2001, after watching those towers come down? Is there anybody out there that doesn't remember the way you felt? We need to get back to that feeling. We need to get back to that, and it can be done, and we need to do it, and we need to understand that we are the greatest country on the planet Earth in which anyone would want to live. We got people risking their lives to come here, good guys and bad guys alike. Wake up. Smell the roses, folks. Stand up for America. Don't put it down. Stand up for this country. You got people trying to put this country down? Ask them to leave. We will help them leave the country. How's that? All right. I'll see y'all later tonight. Headed down to Village Inn and then Mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.